Tonight? Amen. Let's bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, to think what a paradox, Lord, that we're looking to the unseen, Lord, that is clear before our eyes. And because of the unseen, Lord, we find the strength to press on. Thank you, Father, that each heart here is singing that from their heart of faith, Lord, tonight, Father, that we can be strengthened, Lord, by the unseen, Lord, to press on, Lord, the strength that we get from you, O God, who we cannot touch physically, Lord, at this moment, Lord, who we don't see with our physical eyes, Lord, we don't hear with our physical ears, and yet, Father, we have ears to hear you, we have eyes to see you. Praise be to God for that, Lord, that you've given a heart for us to receive, Lord, of you tonight, Father. Oh, God, we're hungry for more of you. Oh, Lord, may our eyes, oh, God, be opened to understand, Lord, what you have in the unseen for us tonight, Lord, to take and reach out by faith and take what's our inheritance tonight, Lord, because we are heirs of the unseen promise, Lord. We thank you, Father. We just commit this service in your hands now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Appreciate you all. Wonderful. Amen. God bless you, each one. Good to be with you. Is anybody tired tonight in their body? Can we identify with that? But praise God that we have a spirit that quickens us and quickens our mortal body. And thank God for song leading and worship that we can put on that garment of praise. And I was telling Bethany, you know, how the ladies love, and us gentlemen too, we love putting on new garments, putting on really good quality clothing, right? It does something to us. It says something about us. And how, imagine if we could put on the most expensive outfit that we would just love to be in and think about how that would make us feel. And then think about the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, to think we, you know, when we put on a really nice looking outfit, Peter, we kind of almost have to control ourselves from strutting a little bit and kind of standing up straighter. Why? Because it evokes something. So I'm thinking about that tonight, that we each one of us have the garment of praise on tonight, that we can not worry about that heaviness because we are coming into his presence tonight. If you have your Bibles handy, we could all turn to Romans 4 and verse 17. Just want to take a little thought tonight. Speaking things that be as not as though they were. And we're not going to say, oh, I've heard this before. I know exactly what he's going to preach, so I can check out. We're going to buckle up for what God has for us tonight even more. You know, and as I was going over in my notes, Brother Don, it's amazing because so many of these things I realized these are the sermon notes that I preached maybe a year and a half ago here. And I thought, Lord, but we've already heard this. But then I had forgotten, Josh, for a couple hours while I was doing my studying that I had even preached it. So how much more you that heard it? So, and Don's smiling because he knows. And you guys are smiling because you know. So I know the Lord has something wonderful for us tonight. All right, let's just all stand in honor of the word. Romans chapter 4. For some reason when I talk, my hands do not turn pages very good, so forgive me. And we know this is talking about Abraham. And let's just go to verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, praise God, his unmerited favor, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed. Are you all the seed? Amen. Then it's for you. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he had believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be as not as though they were. Let's just ask the Lord's blessings. Heavenly Father, you have more for us tonight in these wonderful words of life. Lord, we read the scripture, Lord, and we just look to you, Father, to open our hearts, Lord, and for you to speak the word, Lord, and open it to us, Lord. Lord, there's the unseen for us tonight, Lord, because you put it on my heart, Lord. We're fully confident, Lord, that, Lord, you're going to bring the unseen, Lord, into reality in our lives. We thank you now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Now, this is the part when I was your age, Elisha, where I would check out once I'd heard speaking things that be as not as though they were, because I'd heard it so many times and it would just go in one ear and out the other. And what does that mean to speak things that be as not as though they were? What are we looking to speak? We're not in denial of, like the world would say, denial, but we are looking into another reality, right? That's what we're doing, and we're saying that's our reality. Brother Branham always used the type, right, Brother Ron, that he was given the promise that he'd be the father of many, like this, you know, children more than the stars, right? And how that that was his promise. So he was looking to that promise as his unseen reality, even though his wife wasn't pregnant and she was unable to have children. So that was. But he said, praise God, we're going to have that child anyhow. Start making booties. Start making those blankets. And so he was speaking those things which were not yet as though they already were existing. So think about that, that it's speaking those things that are not, do not appear to exist, right? And as though they already existed. And then, of course, then we want to say, now, hey, Stephen, you don't want to, this is not about name it, claim it. Now, and we don't want to, we're not about that, but there is something that's a principle of God that what is this about? Because if we have name it, claim it, we're outside of what his will is for us, right? If we wanted to say, oh, the scripture says, you know, beloved, I would above all that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. And we just take that and we name it, claim it, but we never have a relationship with Christ. Then that scripture won't work because it's contingent upon our soul prospering. And the only way our soul can prosper is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's why that scripture is so good, is that he wants to prosper us. He wants to grow us in all of his unseen promises, but he can't do it unless it's that wonderful love relationship that he has with us. Praise God. Something that's just so interesting is that We look at this every day. We see this in the news. When we hear the word call, when we say like, oh, they've already called the game. And they don't know that the game, who's going to win the game, right, Peter? They just, oh, they've already called it. It's over. People start getting up and leaving, right? They've called it. They've already thought what it was. But was that reality yet? We see this in the news before COVID started, just at the beginning, the inception. They said, this certain amount of percentage of people in Minnesota are going to get it. What were they doing? They were speaking something that was not as though it was. Now we see something that there's very negative, right, Josh, in the news all the time. They're calling something and as if it were reality. And of course, that's what we would call in our world of it as fake news, and how the Satan does that in our lives, right? He's trying to call something. Just like when someone goes to the doctor, you know, like Sister Mary, when you first went to the doctor and the doctor said, this is your reality, right? And it's amazing how they call it. And it's like they're calling the shots. They're the word. They're the truth, right? But we are not speaking that that's not the truth. That is just their reality, right? Just like as we all know the quote where Brother Branham had the word of the Lord for that young child, and everything was lost for that child, and how that God had given that promise, and just thanksgiving and rejoicing ensued because he had spoken the word of the Lord in the hospital over that child. And then the nurse came in and was just all upset and, oh, this, you know, why are you so rejoicing? And they were looking to the unseen, right? And how that man, he put his arm on the nurse and said, you know, sister dear, you're looking at the instruments, but I'm looking at the promise. And he was speaking things that be as not as though they were. And that child got off of that bed, would have died. But every truth that is in the medical books, that child should have died. But he not only did the child not die, but there was a testimony there because that man spoke the truth. And we have told that story over and over again. It's a testimony. So it's not just for us, to speak things that be as not as though it were for our reality, but it's also for others, right, Brother Ron, as a testimony to all that are around us. It's, you know, we look at things just like Brother Don was saying in Psalms 18, and it's for the mature, these, let's just go to Psalms 18. This is so good. This is in action. I love this because it's when deliverance happened. And now we know Romans 4 is about rest and deliverance. So we're already in deliverance right there. And then we go over to one of my favorite chapters of the whole Bible. This is when anyone is looking into the scene of this world, I always point them, go read Psalms 18. Because it just immerses you into what happens when you speak, when you see David speaking what is unseen happening. The bottom quote? Okay. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you do not see, taste, feel, smell, or hear. That's right. Amen. But by faith, when he catches the word, it sends him into a dimension. My. See, that makes it so real to him till he's just as good as got it in his hand. Hallelujah. He knows it's going to happen. Whoa, can I just read that one more time? Okay. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things you do not see, taste, feel, smell, or hear. But by faith, when he catches the word, it sends him into a dimension, see, that makes it so real to him till he's just as good as got it in his hand. He knows it's going to happen. Amen. That's wonderful. Yes. It's settled. I love that quote where Brother Brown says, no, faith is when God drops it down in your heart and says, it's just so. And no one can take it away from you, Anna, right? Because you know it. And have you ever had that time where you got on your knees, and you could be on your knees for 10 seconds or an hour, and you know, Sister Pam, it's settled. And it's surprising sometimes how fast it is. When God just is saying, this is my will, and he's dropped it down. I remember one time, this lady, when I was working at Caribou, she came through the drive-thru, and I knew she's a Christian. She's like, oh, would you pray for my son? And I said, yeah, I would love to pray for your son. It was, Ray, you probably remember, it was Terry from way back, one of our regulars. And so I went and got on my knees, and within 2 or 3 minutes, all of a sudden, it's going to be okay. And it was immediate peace I had. And I knew, I don't have to pray anymore. It's settled. It's done. And it's just that wonderful thing. And it's that sense, right, that we have. It's that sixth sense that it is going to be done. Now, we know that you could say, well, what if I don't get that? We just only believe until we have that, right? That's all we do, is we wait for that, for God to drop it down our heart. We only believe. Praise God. But there's something that's very powerful for us calling something. We see this in our lives. It's very, very, feels very funny to call a blessing over someone. But we can chase after each other and call each other names all day long, right? And banter back and forth and you dirty bird and this and that. Why? Because it's natural in the flesh to call each other something that's negative, right? And verses to say, "Oh mighty man of valor, Peter," or "Oh virtuous woman, Isabel," and it seems almost comical to the unbeliever, but it's so important. I remember hearing about a family that when the children would get up in the morning, the parent would call to them, and they knew they were going to do this every morning and say, "Who are you?" And Anna, you probably remember this more than I do, but so correct me. And they would say, "You know, I'm a son of God," or "I'm a daughter of God." And they would say that, and they would know when they woke up in the morning, they were a child of the King. That's who they were. And what? Why? It went to, like we're going to talk about tonight a little bit, is that we want to speak things that are be as not as though they were in our identification of who we are in Christ. And we haven't even read Psalms 18 yet. And this is, it's not only who we are, but also who God is for us. And when we do that, whenever you hear something called, you'll hear this where people curse or where they bless, is it actually invokes an anointing. Someone could go, if we called someone a name that was very bad, everybody would stop in the room. You can't unsay that. Why? Because you knew how, with the gravity of something said, and it could even ruin someone's reputation to say something, to blurt something out. So our words, we know, as James 3 says in James 2, about the power of the tongue, and it kindles a fire, and as Derek told me one time, is a shot, an arrow in the air. Where I landed, I don't know where. So our words can be arrows and killing, but yet how wonderful they can be a blessing, they can be creative. And we know this is when the margin at the top says that to the chief musician, the Psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of the song, the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And the wonderful thing is that you just see that it's not name it, claim it, because the first thing he says is, "I will love thee, O Lord." What? My strength. He probably didn't really feel very strong at that moment. But he said, he called down God's strength for him. And we see it in the spirit. He actually talks about the smoke from his nostrils. Did he see that by vision? We don't know, perhaps, but God came down. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Do you think that Satan would stick around to hear something like this? No. But what is he doing? He's speaking things that don't look like they exist, but actually really do, more than his circumstances. And my fortress and my deliverer. We could stop right there and just preach the rest of the night, right there. To think that he is the unmovableness of us as our rock. He is our fortress. That means he not only keeps us from being unshaken, but he also protects us. And if there's any fortress that is impenetrable, it's the name of the Lord. And my deliverer, so he rescues us. And my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower, I will call upon the Lord. Oh, he's calling. We have to call. The word is nigh us, even in our mouth. We have to speak it. I don't know if there's anybody that you're encouraging, and you can see that they have the equipment, they have all the resources of the unseen, but may we pray that by grace, God gives them that grace to see and that faith to see for them to actually access the unseen. Otherwise, they're just going to, so, okay, we're going to read this. Okay, I'll do this. And it's so, you're lifting them up, trying to get them to see that reality. I have people at work that I'm praying for, and they're just crawling, just barely crawling. I'm not sure if I believe or not. Stephen, how can I make it through the day? And because why? They're up to here in their circumstances. They can't see anything else. This is can't be a reality because of reality is so, they're so submerged in their circumstances. I love Nick Vujicic's No Arms, No Legs, No Problem, because he always said, I learned that not any circumstance can dictate my joy. He wouldn't let anything come in. He looked to the unseen because he doesn't have any arms or legs. He was faced with that so much that he had to say, this is not a problem. And to look beyond that. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. There's the answer right there. That's how I will be saved from my enemies, is when I call upon the name of the Lord. It's that simple. And I know that's what the Lord wants for us. I don't call on Him enough. I need to call on Him more. Oh, Lord. And notice this is, again, where He's not in denial. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Oh, brother, that's your backsliding right there. You're admitting it. No, He's saying this is what was reality in the flesh. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and He heard my voice out of His temple, and my cry came before Him, even into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of the hills moved and were shaken because He was wroth. Praise God. To think of this, oh, I thought, my, if we could see this in a visual, Josh, if we could make this into a, oh, this is one of the most amazing, spectacular things for a word picture. And there went up a smoke out of His nostrils, and fire out of His mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by this. Imagine if He had not looked into the unseen, if He had not called on the Lord. The Lord was right there in His temple, ready to come down for His child. He's got smoke in His nostrils for our problems, right? And coals were kindled by it, and He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under His feet, and He rode upon a cherub, and He did fly. It's that ever-present help in a time of trouble. Upon the wings of the wind, and He made darkness His secret place, and His pavilion around Him. About Him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before Him, His thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. And you just hear this, just story goes on and on, to see this reality of what the unseen holds when God comes down for His people. For those listening online, I just know this is for you as well, that God has something for us, and we can't be so, oh, this is what it is. I called it on Monday. I knew this was going to happen on Wednesday. I called it. Didn't you see I called it? Right? Because we're bringing it down. You know, Satan can't create. So he wants his word to be nigh us, even in our mouth. That we'd say, oh, this is going to be a horrible week. No. This is going to be a wonderful week. And it's not positive thinking. It's God's word nigh us, even in our mouth, speaking things that be as not as though they were. This is from Being Led of the Holy Spirit. And you say, Brother Branham, I don't see any wheelchairs or cots, or maybe someone here that's sick. I don't know. No one here hardly, but say someone sitting here that's got a visible something made their hand turn down and you prayed for. You say, well, my hand's not any better. That's not faith. Faith calls those things which are not as though they were, because God said so. And that's, to me, it's, we know what faith is. When I was growing up, I didn't understand what faith was, is that it's believing that God said so, and that's enough. That's all it is. It's not the Hollywood faith of concentration on a single object and holding concentration. No, it's saying, no matter what, my Father in heaven said so, and I believe it, and that settles it. Amen. It's just like, as kids, we have something in us that says, my dad can beat up your dad, or my dad's the strongest, or my dad. Why? Because we believe in him. And how much more, our Heavenly Father? Now, we know that in this day, that's the greatest battle ever fought is in our mind. And so, again, we can't speak every thought that comes to our lips. How many times you see this where people don't put a guard over their mouth, like David said. He was really, you look at David, man, such a man of God that he would say, Lord, set a watch over my lips. You know, and I don't know if it was Brother Don or if it was Brother Nate was talking about that, the words that we speak, I mean, even tonight, and how that, we see in Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. It's just a principle of a foolish versus a wise. And how we know that we want God to speak and take over our vocal cords, as Paul prayed, Lord, give me utterance, give me, which means logos, give me your very essence to speak, to utter. That, and it's amazing how that we can get so, when we separate unto His Holy Spirit, we can get so that, as Brother Branham, where he would say, no, I was just about to say what I thought to say. And then all of a sudden, I heard my voice saying, it's going to be okay, sister. You're healed in Jesus' name. God has that for each one of us. Do you believe it? It's not because of positive thinking. It's because we believe the word and we're separated unto it. To think that that's the paramount reality of our maturity is that we don't speak. We keep silent until he speaks. We don't move until he moves us. And then we speak and then we move, Brother Greg. For we are heirs of the unseen, as he read in Romans 4. This is it from Jehovah Jireh. Abraham owned it all, and he was heir of it all. And you're heir of all of it, being Abraham's seed. God calls you by sovereign grace the same way he called Abraham. Tonight you profess to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which you have to die to yourself to be born of the Spirit as a believer. You being dead in Christ, you take on Abraham's seed and an heir to every promise. Isn't it amazing? You know, I'm just going to speak as a provider for my family. Satan will sometimes get on my shoulder and say, Stephen, you're just not providing enough for your family. Just need to do better. You need to get out there harder. And that's good. But he'll use that and say, now, Stephen, look at this. You just keep going on like this. You're not going to have money for retirement. You're not going to have enough money for this. You're not going to have, what about college? What about teenagers? They're going to get hungrier. All this stuff. And now he gets me into a reality, right? All the parents say, don't say amen. Right? It's such a reality of like, what's going to happen? Just, and not just me and my attribute as a righteous provider. He's trying to get me into that reality. How much more are each one of our attributes from God that he's trying to get us into? Oh, as a mother, oh, your children are God. Is God going to save them? Well, they're not saved yet. All these things. Why? Satan's trying to get us in that place where now we can think and see only our reality rather than looking into the unseen and saying, those children are the Lord's. They're not mine. I don't have to do anything but pray and believe and say, God's going to take care of that. God is sovereign. He's going to do what he wants to do. And it's amazing how we cannot be heirs of the unseen when we're looking to the seen. It's so simple. It doesn't work. That's right. what we have to die, as Micah told me once 4 or 5 years ago, we were talking about these things. You got to ignore your body. You just got to ignore your body. Every promise is true to the believer that I'll take God at his word to call those things like Abraham. So simple. I'm going to read it again. We probably, half of us, including me, fell asleep. Every promise is true to the believer that I'll take God at his word and call those things like Abraham. We have to call them down. The Bible said that Abraham called those things which was not as though they were, and he staggered not at God through unbelief. He never considered his own body. Now, remember that story, because sometimes it seems confusing, because Satan will try to get us, when we see something that's happening in our body, Brother David, that's infirmity, and it's a reality that we don't want to lie to people. If we had something wrong with us and someone says, hey, how are you doing? I heard you had this disease, or I heard you had this problem. And if we say, no, I don't have it, they're like, we would say, well, we're not being honest. But Brother Branham talks about this with when God gave him faith to believe for his healing for his stomach problem, how he just shoved those beans down, put his hand over his mouth, and he did not consider his body. He ignored his body. And what happened is people would ask him, how are you doing? I'm doing great. And he'd say, now he even says in there, well, Brother Branham, aren't you lying? Your body is not doing great. He says, but I'm not looking at my body. I'm looking at the promise, and I'm speaking of the promise. And that's the wonderful thing, is we don't have to give a news report about our body, because that'll just make our body just continue to do the scene, right? We do a news report on the word of what it's going to do to our body. That's the promise that we call down, and we know that that's the mystery of we are already healed 2,000 years ago. Our body is just has to bring it into reality by accepting the word of God into becoming a reality in this body. Praise God. Sometimes I'll sing a song. This came to me a few years ago about walking by faith. And then now we're living by faith. And now we are becoming. And it's this speaking things that be as not as though they were, just rather than saying, Lord, I want it. Lord, I want it. And this desire, it's actually now we're creating what we've been asking for. Praise God. Speaking things as be as not as though they were, being fully persuaded that he had made the promise and he was able to keep it. Praise God. Which hand is on the... Is it 8:35? Okay. All right, couple more minutes. I love, you knew I wouldn't go through this without getting into the etymology of the words. The words for call from the Greek mean to call aloud. You can't just think it. So many times, like me and my pride, I just say, Lord, I'm healed. Thank you. Right? Or, Lord, you're going to do it for me. No, he needs us to speak it, to confess it. We know that. But it says to call aloud or to utter in a loud voice. Oh, that's not going to be very fun. Praise God, I'm healed. Right? Why? Because it's something to rejoice about. It's not just, well, praise God, I'm healed, I'm going to accept it. Right? It's going to be something wonderful. To call by name. Why? Because a name brings the near presence, right? Just like he says when he called upon the Lord. It says, and it also means to give a name to. You know, sometimes we can give a name to something. This happens all the time in the world. They say, this box of cereal is super unhealthy for you. And they'll call it, Frosted Wheaties. And then they'll come out with another kind of cereal that are the same ingredients, and they'll call it All Natural with fruit sugars, Right, because they're trying to call it to attract you to something. It's a deception, right? That they're trying to do. But praise God, everything in the promise in the book that God has for us, that we can call it and know that it's what it is at face value. It's the truth. To receive the name of, how that he calls us by name, we are his. And I want you to think tonight, each one of you, I'm gonna challenge each one of you to be a group participant. Peter, what does God call you? Just anything in the scripture that comes to your mind, putting you on the spot. Or Derek, what does God call you? Son. Praise God. Manifested? Manifested Christ. Anybody else? Yes. Christ. That's, yes. When Christ shall appeal, we shall appear with him. Redeemed. Hallelujah. I am redeemed. Well, to be holy, we are holy, separated, peculiar people. Who else are we? Any of the young people, you get extra credit. Beloved, yes, praise God. This is what I am. Can we just say that I am his beloved? Call these things, and it's not about feeling, but you will identify, and you will feel it because you'll feel his presence. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. I'm the only one saying this and it feels wonderful. So you can feel free as we're writing these down to say it out loud, because that's what it says, to say it. What else are we? I'm going to do one of my favorites, Isaiah 61. That way we might be called what? Who loves trees? Peter, I know you love trees. Trees of righteousness. Yes. Hallelujah. Think about these saints of God. This is what the Lord calls us. All the things that he does, all of Isaiah 61 prefacing this, is that we may be called trees of righteousness, which trees of righteousness are clapping their hands, praising the Lord when the Spirit blows. There we're not moaning because we don't have any leaves, because we're withered. Oh, this is such a horrible... It's Wednesday night. No. We're trees of righteousness. Because why? We're planted by the rivers of water. That's why we're called trees of righteousness. Jesse. Chosen. Yes. We are chosen. We're not... many are called, but few are chosen. That's even better. Anyone else? Elect. Yes. Praise God. How many things... Can we just go home and write these all over our walls? Right? Bride. Yes, I don't call you church now. I call you bride. Well, it's not just a name. It's who we... Because it's who we are. And it's not who we think we are. Because it's when the... It's who we said we were. That's right, Sister Mary. Is mine, yes. I'm my beloved's and he is mine. Yeah. Yes. He calls us. Calls us. You are mine. Any more young people? Luke, do you have one? Emma? Vigilant? Yes, be sober, be vigilant. It's a state of being, right? It's... I love one of my favorite ones, and I've already preached on this before, is what the angel of the Lord called Gideon. This is so good. I'm just going to... You keep thinking of ones. Yes, a mighty man of valor. Mighty man of valor. And this is identification, because when the bride recognizes who she is, she'll be an invincible army. It's not that where we're going to go. It's who we are. It's that identification. You know, we are that bride. We are that mighty man of valor. To be saints, That's right. We can go right down there. Light. What was the next one? Children, yes, children of God. Priests, yeah, I was thinking of that one too, Emma. That's good. Priests. And kings, yes. Salt and light. Kings, salt. Salt of the earth. Lord, may we be salt of the earth tomorrow for the thirsty. Just make them thirstier. Isn't this good? We remember who we are. I didn't have time to go into it, but Derek, there's so many scriptures that says, I call you to remembrance. That's what we're doing. We're bringing down by stirring up our remembrance who we are. This is who each one of us are, Rachel. Each one of us. Linnell. Zoe, this is you. Blessed, yes. The blessed of the Lord. Oh my, we need a bigger board. His eternal glory. Unto his eternal glory. That's us. Yeah, because we are his eternal glory. His eternal glory. Not ours. His eternal glory. I love the etymology to the what the angel called him. It actually means the Lord is with me, the mighty man of valor. In the translation, it means mightiest, strongest, valent. I can't even say it. Valentist. But to think it's the most valiant. It's not just, you know, you will get there. You're strong. I can see you're strong. You're able to make a sacrifice. No, you're the most valiant. To think what that called upon him, Josh. To him say, this is him. This is each one of us. Derek. You were listening into my last sermon. The pillar in the temple of my God. Look at all we are in him. My goodness, praise God. Oh, it's wonderful. Well, that's it. We have no more time. But just think about this, saints of God. This is just wonderful. We can do this at home with our families. We can have this be a way to pass the time in the car. Is all the things that he calls us. We could even do it by alphabetical. A. Right? This is who we are. Right? Very good. Praise God. But just thinking about this, that when things happen that are a reality, what do we say that are when there's problems? The Lord really has been working on this one. What do we say when we have a problem, Brother Ron? We have a problem. Right? Right, Sister Karen? We have a problem. As soon as we say it, we're like, oh no. You know, when spouses say that to their wives, their wives don't be like, oh honey. Oh, you just, the way you create an atmosphere, it's thank you, right? It's, oh no, what, we run out of money? Oh, is someone hurt? What? We're speaking something. And Lord had told me, like, Stephen, it's not a problem because we have a promise that yes, we're perplexed, but we're not put down. We don't have problems. We have things that God can work on in our lives. And it's not about plastic smiles, right? We have no problems. It's not that, right? But we don't speak and say, we have problems. We have it's a speaking of the way we speak about things. We say, Lord, I have an opportunity for you to work in my life. Lord, I'm eligible for you to come provide for me because I have a financial issue, right? And it's not about positive thinking because it's about connecting our minds to the promise of God. Amen. Amen. Let's just go to prayer and let's close. There's just so much here. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful evening tonight, Lord. Oh God, I pray that we were all lifted up into heavenly places of who we are in you, Lord. Oh God, that we're your beloved, Lord, and that you are our rock, you're our fortress, you're our strength. Oh God, help us, Lord, when we go outside and Satan wants us to say all these five senses things are our reality, for us to remember we are heirs of a different reality. We can pull into our reality by faith, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We love the Lord, our rock. We thank you, Lord. Lord, give us eyes to see those opportunities, Lord, rather than to see problems, Lord, because your hand of provision cannot be there, Lord, when we don't need provision. Lord, your hand of healing cannot be there for us when we don't need healing. Lord, your hand of deliverance is not that sweet, wonderful deliverance when we're not in need of being delivered, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask, Father, that you would just stir us up, Lord, tonight, Lord, and tomorrow, the next day, Lord, by way of remembrance, Lord, of who we are and who you are for us, Lord, and to call upon you, Lord, and to speak those things that be as not as though they were in our lives. We thank you now. We just commit each one into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Musicians, if you want to come. Praise God. You know, and sometimes it takes some mechanics to bring the dynamics, right? Isaiah 58, where it talks about, if you will call the Sabbath a delight, then shall you delight. Right? So there is something to that. What would be, anybody have a song? Who I Am. Oh, man. Put it down so quick. 591? Yes. That's right. We confess it. 591. Let's just all stand. Oh, glorious victory. That day he set me free. Are you free tonight? Bending my heart, his very throne. My life is no longer mine. I'm a prisoner of love divine. And now I live to praise his name. Hallelujah, that's who I am. Oh, who I am, Lord. Who I am. Claim it, it's yours. I can see now just who I am. I'm a part of my Savior, a part of his word. It's a revelation of who I am. Oh, Calvary died, who repay me love's pride, the King of kings became my Savior. There he is. This is God's great mystery of love expressed to me, that Christ and I may be made one. Who I am, oh, who I am, Lord. I am. just like I was. Some of you may not know who you are yet in Christ, but don't worry. It's like it says in the course, it's a revelation. Just pray, Lord, give me the revelations. Everybody seems so excited and happy of who they are in Christ. It's so simple. Just ask Him, Lord, reveal who I am in You. Amen. Praise God. Brother Greg, would you just close us in a word of prayer?
Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, just thinking about how it is that we are the called.
Yes.
Called according to Your election. Called according to Your good pleasure. Called, Lord, to be saints.
Yes, Lord.
Called to become in Your image. Lord, all these things, Father, just speaks of a greater reality than what there is here in this dimension, what there is, even what our flesh might say. Father, we're so thankful, Lord. And it's Your mercy to us, O God. It's Your love to us. It's Your love reflected, O God. It's Your word being expressed. Thank You, Lord, for, again, reminding of those things, Father. These are just precious to us. And Lord, each one here tonight, just little jewels.
Yes.
Going forth, Your jewels, Father. Walking forth into this dark world, reflecting Your light. Reflecting Your life, Lord. I just pray, Father, You help each one of us to always behold You, always looking to You. You're the author, the finisher of our faith. You're the one that's going to do it, Father. And for us to fear nothing.
Yes, Lord.
As You said, Lord, fear not.
Yes. Thank You, Father.
Lord, our eyes are on Thee. We thank You, Lord, for Your word tonight. Thank You for Brother Stephen to come and just to share with us, O God, the word that You've delivered to him, Father. I pray, Lord, that the word that was spoken won't fall on untilled ground, but may it fall deep in ground that is tilled, and may it grow deep, and may it take root, Lord. May it have its perfect work. Grant it, Lord. Be with each one, Father. May each one be safe, Lord, as they go their way. We commit everything in Your hands now. This we ask in the blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. God bless each one of you. Take the name of Jesus with us, and call upon the name of the Lord. Speak it out loud, who you are, who He is for you. God bless you. Take the name of Jesus with you.